Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 8, we were taught that we are to watch for the snares of the devil and pray for God's help to stand firm against them. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, that takes us on to verse 5, because now we see Christ initiating judgment. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Oh, how different than verse 1 when there was silence for the space of half an hour. As the incense is burned on the fire, the saint may feel the crushing and burning, but the sweetness comes to the Lord's nostrils, and he responds. It is important, my friend, that we wait on the Lord. Watch and pray, he answers in his time. Do you realize that idea of watch and pray? Watch has the idea of a guard who stands on the city wall, maybe in that tower, and he surveys the land outside the city gates. And he's always looking for the threat, for the enemy. Watch and pray. Ask God to direct your vision, to be able to discern the deceitful, the lie, the evil, the wrong, and to avoid it. Watch and pray. That's our responsibility. Watch and pray. The golden censer, which had the prayers of the saints, is now used after the saints' prayers ascend up from the censer to bring his judgment on the earth. Isn't that interesting? The censer was provided the sweet savor. That censer that brings a response from our Lord and gives answers to the prayer is the same censer that is now being used to pour out judgment. And he mentions fire. Now, fire in this sense is a sense of judgment. God is a consuming fire, we're told in Hebrews 12:29. And God is going to judge. In Deuteronomy 4:23, it says, take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. In other words, the Lord is going to judge those that go against his commandments. He is a consuming fire. Now, this mighty angel, whom I think is Christ, cast this golden censer to the earth. The idea is of violently throwing it down. He simply is not happy about what they've done to his people in the tribulation who have received Christ. The result of this censer hitting the earth is voices and thunders and lightnings and an earthquake. The earthquake is singular, whereas voices, thunders, and lightnings are plural. Often, God does more than he would really want to do. But is often what it takes to finally get our attention. Boy, did we see that once the economy fell out. All of a sudden, people wanted to do what God wanted them to do. All of a sudden, their hearts are changed about these things, and they want to do what is right, or they wonder, what is going on? Why has this happened to us? And you think of the economy and everything else that's going on, maybe it's what it takes for God to get your attention. What a contrast. The golden censer is for those in heaven, that it brings up a sweet incense before God, but on the earth, fiery judgment. And now the scene shifts back to the seven angels as we read verse 6, and there it says, "And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound." Now, the interesting thing about the four judgments in this chapter is that it seems the judgments are initiated in the heavens and come down to affect the earth. Preparing themselves to sound doesn't mean they're laying the horn to their mouth and blowing in it like sometimes you'll see the people who would play trumpets do. Instead, they are preparing to leave His holy presence, to execute great judgment upon the earth. Now, these angels respond at the given word of God. Shouldn't we do the same as they? These hard prophetic happenings, besides containing a warning for the unsaved, shows us the manner in which we're to live as Christians. In Psalms 119, 105, which is the theme verse for our Lamp and Light broadcast, says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." My friend, the word of God is your direction for every moment of every day. These angels, I can see that they are turning now from the view of the perfect beauty of holiness to a view of the depraved world. Oh, they must prepare themselves for this service. It's God's way, always God's way, to prepare for ministry. In 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Study is an all-out effort. Labor in the word to understand it, that you might be obedient to it. And then you just keep on keeping on. You're studying to show yourself approved, not to me, not to a pastor, but to God. Study to show yourself approved, that you might be prepared and meet for the Master's use. Be prepared for whatever God would have you to do. There is a glory when we gather around the Word and sing the praises of God. However, He would also instruct us to turn to the rigors of service with commitment, doing God's will, God's way, until the task is completed. Yes, it's a great thing to sit in a church service and to hear the words of Zion, to sit in a church service and to sing those songs of praise. Oh, that is wonderful. But the day comes, we have to walk out of the doors. And my friend, when we walk out the doors of God's house, we need to be prepared. Prepared for that to which He has called us to do. But understand, You'll be going from the high and holy ways of the Word of God and the magnification of the name of Christ into a world that despises Him. And so we must understand that. We must know that as we go out from God's house, we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Our goal is not to look like the world. Our goal is to show the world the difference Christ makes in our life. Now, having seen that, we go to the sounding of the first four trumpets here in verses 7 through 12. Now, verse 7, we read this. It says, "The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up." Well, this is the first trumpet sounding. The types in this trumpet are devastating when we consider them. They are so fierce that much is destroyed by burning. And then, when we see the mention of blood there in verse 7, hail and fire mingled with blood. Blood shows death. Fire and hail are both used. And they are mingled with blood, meaning that both fire and the hail kill people. It hits the earth, indicating a worldwide effect. And although Israel is the main area of focus in the tribulation, the whole earth enters into the tribulation, and the whole earth is affected. We're reminded of the Egyptian plagues in these first four trumpets. However, these trumpets are more worldwide and much more severe. It hits the earth regardless of cities, forests, farms, and towns. It chars and reduces to ashes as one-third of all trees, those that do produce fruit and those that don't, trees that may only help with air quality. But remember, initially, in chapter 7, verse 1, the four angels were told to hold back the winds, not to let them move forth in judgment until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. Well, now here in chapter 8, they let go. They no longer are forbidden to hold back the wind, or to let the winds go. All green grass. Now, we are told that green may also refer to edible garden food. And in this context, it's quite likely the case. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.